Now, let's discuss practical steps. What actions can we take to prevent damage to the sibling relationship, and how can we strengthen this bond? We'll start with what we shouldn't do. Our first point of focus is avoiding comparison among siblings. Parents often fall into the trap of comparing their children. Take a moment to reflect. How often have we uttered sentences such as, "Why aren't you as friendly as your brother? He always treats others kindly." Or, "Why do I need to repeatedly remind you to do your homework when your sister completes hers without prompting?" Or, "Why do you surrender in every argument? Your sister is younger than you, and she always stands her ground." There are countless other examples. We might not grasp the extent of harm these comparisons can inflict upon our children. Children remember these statements into adulthood, sometimes even bringing them up during therapy sessions. I want to share with you the effects these comparisons have on our children. Primarily, they lead our children to feel disappointed. Disappointment in us, and even worse, disappointment in themselves. They berate themselves for not living up to our expectations, knowing that they're letting us down. How do they know? It's reflected in our words, in our actions, our comparisons we draw between them, and even our facial expressions. They notice when we express joy because one sibling received a good grade or achieved success, while the other did not. Besides breeding disappointment, these comparisons also label our children's behavior. What do we mean by label? When we declare "you're rude," we effectively set a self-fulfilling prophecy in motion. We assign the rude child a role they start to play, perpetuating rude behavior. In the same vein, the child who always concedes will continue to do so, and the stubborn child will persist in their stubbornness. As we repeatedly use these labels at home, children begin to internalize them. They adopt these labels because their subconscious accepts them as reality. They believe they are this way because we have told them so. We're the ones who have assigned these labels, influencing their behavior within the family setting. This labeling not only perpetuates rudeness or submissive behavior, but also impacts their relationships with their siblings. If there's a rude sibling, then there's a polite sibling, and the rivalry between them escalates, widening the divide. In the fights between siblings lesson, we'll examine this issue further and discuss how these labels contribute to and escalate their conflicts. One final note, please refrain from staging competitions between them. We've discussed how our varying perceptions of each child can inadvertently instigate competition, particularly between the youngest and the oldest. We acknowledge that competition is a reality they'll have to navigate throughout their lives. That's an inevitable part of life, especially in adulthood. But the question is, are we unwittingly fostering this competitive spirit at home? Are we leveraging competition as a tool for behavior control? I urge you to be aware and avoid orchestrated competitions such as, "Let's see who can shower first for a prize," or "Let's see who wins the game," or "The first one ready for school gets a sweet treat." There's a saying I often refer to about competitions. Competitions always make one child happy and another sad, and we don't want that to happen. There will invariably be a winner and a loser. This isn't the scenario we want to create. Another point is that we shouldn't strive for perfect harmony among siblings. Absolute harmony will never exist. Fights and arguments will happen. They may not always be best friends, and that's perfectly okay. As parents, we must temper our expectations. Why? Because setting unrealistic standards can intensify the complexity of their relationship. Consider this example. One sibling might be seeking attention from the other, spending a significant amount of time around them, while the other might be uninterested. Each time we insist, they get along, questioning, "Why don't you respond to him?" or "It's not nice that you're not giving him attention." We are inadvertently harming their relationship and intensifying the divide. So we must let go of the notion that siblings must always get along because perfect harmony will never exist. This leads me to the next point, which concerns their relationship. Don't disrupt it. Allow them to navigate their relationship on their own. Let them figure out their dynamics. Don't burden them with your preconceived notions of how it should be. Try to observe from a distance and let them interact freely. Avoid interrupting their interactions with comments like, "That's not nice," or "You should have behaved in such and such a way," as it can disrupt their thought process and impede their creativity. When they're playing together, it's not a good idea to interrupt them either, as it can hamper their creative flow. In summary, to protect their relationship, avoid making comparisons, creating competitions, or imagining that there must be perfect harmony. Instead, allow them to navigate their relationship independently. I will provide guidance later in this course on how to assist them in navigating one-on-one conversations.